KISFM Los Angeles is KISS FM, 8:56 in the morning, and she has arrived.
Yes.
Victoria Beckham joins us live. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Rarely nervous, but I am now.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm a bit nervous, too.
As you should be. Well, at least you arrived sort of under the radar at the airport. I saw that not many people showed up to take a picture of you and your husband.
Do you know, it was incredible, you know, because, you know, we know that people kind of have an idea who we are here in America, but, you know, there are so many really famous people, and we weren't expecting anything like that. We really weren't, and everyone was so kind and saying, welcome to America, and waving. It was a fantastic welcoming. It was really, really great.
It's funny, because I am, you know, enamored by all of this, and I'm very happy that you're coming to our city here, and I'm excited to just, like, drive around and hope to pass you in your Bentley. But when I see your husband, I feel a little ill because he, as you know, as a guy who's competitive with guys, and guys are, he's too perfect. It kind of makes me upset.
He is very handsome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, like, you're handsome too.
No, but I mean, come on. Let's talk about different universes here.
You're both really handsome. I mean, he's... David's great. I mean, he's got a great sense of humor as well. You know, he's very funny. He's a fantastic husband, and he's great with the children, you know.
Where are these kids? I never see them. I see you get off planes with David, and they're like, where are the kids? In the pockets?
No, the kids went out a different exit. We like to kind of try and protect their privacy as much as possible, you
know.
That's
good. That's smart.
But yeah, I mean, the welcoming was absolutely fantastic. You know, we're very, very excited about being here in America. The kids actually think they're moving to Disneyland.
Well, do you have mice at the house? Is there a little Mickey running around?
I hope not.
Well, you're doing this show on NBC. Hang on, and I have the NBC chimes here that I'm required to play. Hang on. Right. There we go. It's the NBC theme.
Okay.
Victoria Beckham Coming to America premieres as a one-hour special event on NBC. That's Monday at 8 o'clock. So what are you doing in this special? What do we see you doing?
In the special, you know, you see me starting off in Madrid and moving over to America. And I'm looking for a house. I'm trying to find new people to hang out with. I go and take my driving test, which was very funny.
Yeah.
It's just basically making the transition from Europe to America. And it's very, very different. You know, I was on my own. David wasn't there. I had some friends with me. And it's just me getting to get to grips with LA, you know, and trying to fit into the LA lifestyle. I mean, it's funny. I have a very British dry sense of humor.
Yes.
So there's a lot of comedy moments in there as well. And I hope that people realize that it is comedy and that I'm not taking myself too seriously. And I love to...
You're taking the piss out of yourself.
I am. Oh, God, that's very British of you.
Yeah, I try.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. You know, I really am. That's my sense of humor. And it's funny. You really get to see me. You know, I'm doing everything from looking at schools to looking at houses to going to the supermarket, all sorts of things.
I'm so happy that you are as sexy as you are and clever. It makes me, like, just... You have no idea how happy I am about that.
Do you know, it's so nice that you say that, because, you know, normally what we get is David is so handsome. I mean, he's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
But she's so funny. Now, you know what that means? It means that you're a pig with a sense of humor. So I'm flattered that you're the first man other than my husband that has actually said that.
I think there's chemistry here.
Don't tell anybody that I paid you to say that.
Yeah, right. So in finding the house, you talked about that. Obviously, you found the house because I saw helicopters flying over it this morning on the news, which was probably comfortable for you guys. And you found friends in Tom and Katie.
Yes.
And so you did pretty good there. You found the mansion. You found Tom and Katie. The driver's license. You didn't get that?
I did get that.
You did get that.
I did
good.
Get that. But okay. that was quite tricky. But
Was it the side of the road you were confused with?
Do you know what? I was driving a big, it was like a SUV or something, and I felt like I was driving the Titanic down the wrong side of the road. It was so big
for
me.
You're a size zero, so an Escalade is going to feel like a ship.
Well, exactly, and the worst thing about it, Ryan, is I had to wear flip-flops to drive it, and I never take my heels off for anything.
I understand.
Or anybody. Had to drive in flip-flops.
You keep your heels on all the time?
Yes, all the time.
God.
All the time. Okay. But
well, now, how about the story that you don't like to smile in front of the camera? Now that you've moved to America, you realize that we need you to smile more.
Do you know, I really, really want to. I really do. I just don't know what happens.
Well, do you just get unhappy? I mean, do you...
I'm really happy. I'm a really happy
person.
But
what happens? How come I don't get to see your teeth?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bit self-conscious. I don't know. I'm going to try more now that I'm moving to America, because you all smile and you all have lovely, perfect pearly whites here.
It's so true. Do you? How are your teeth? Are they okay? Are they British?
My teeth are fine.
Well, I mean, I've been to England before, you know.
My teeth are fine. They don't look like a row of bombed up houses or anything.
Right, I mean, well.
They look good. They look good. I've never been a big, big smiler.
Yeah. Well, you should be smiling. There's a lot to be happy about.
There's a lot to be happy about. I mean, we're in an incredible position, and we are so happy to be now living in America. And we're excited. We don't know what to do first.
Well, how about
land surfing? You know.
How about first? You got to go. Are you going to the LA Galaxy press conference at 10?
That's where I am.
Oh, you're there now?
Yeah, I'm there now,
Well, give me, set the scene. I mean, you could be our live correspondent. What's going
on
now?
Okay, I'll be live correspondent.
Yes, thank you.
Let's go to
Victoria
correspondent.
Now.
Never thought I'd do that. Okay, so it's nice and sunny. There's a good atmosphere in the stadium. The grass looks very, very green. They've got lots of lovely seats out waiting for all the lovely press,
that's
members
nice.
Of the press,
okay.
who we love. Some fantastic, lots of film crews. I think they're expecting about 500 or 600 photographers.
Yeah, well that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a stage with lots of logos, and there's some chairs, and there's a podium for David to stand up.
And what will David say?
I think he's probably going to say he's excited to move to America. He's excited to be playing for the Galaxy. And then I'm going to get up and sing.
Are you?
Yes, the American National Anthem.
Come on.
Of course I'm not.
Oh.
I'm messing with you. See, it's
there's that dry sense of humor.
On,
see,
sorry,
darling. I mean, well, I know you're doing the reunion tour. I thought maybe you're going to break out and be a little Beyonce soloist for a second.
Oh God, no.
Well,
no.
The Spice Girls reunion tour—it's kicking off in what, December?
Yeah, I mean, it's
Simon Fuller has been touting. You have no idea. He is so excited. He's like a little girl, all over again.
I'm telling you, it is going to be fantastic. You know, when we all got back together, we wasn't sure. It's been so many years. What's the response going to be like? Does anybody still want the Spice Girls?
Yeah.
And, you know, in under 2 weeks, we had 2 million people requesting tickets. It's just been phenomenal, you know. And we're not starting up again, you know. We're not going to be releasing lots of new material. We want to celebrate the past. As a band, we sold 55 million albums, which is huge, and we want to celebrate that and give something back to our fans and put on a fantastic show.
You're doing it to give back, Victoria. My hand is on my heart. I understand that.
You know,
it's all about giving back.
You can tell that I'm that kind of a person.
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Nothing but generosity from you.
There you go, you see. I get the feeling you're the same.
Absolutely. I actually shy away from attention, too, like you. It makes me a little uncomfortable. Victoria Beckham is with us. It's 9:04 at Kiss FM. So that tour kicks off in December, right?
Yeah, December.
And is it true that everybody's bringing a therapist and that everybody gets their own private jet? Because I read that this morning.
No, that's not. Oh, listen. As I'm the live correspondent, can you hear that outside? There is someone speaking on a speaker.
Oh.
They're trying to vibe everybody up. They're getting going out there. No, we're not all going to be having our own private planes.
Okay.
And no, I think sometimes the press don't know what to write. I mean, you know, I'm sure you have it yourself. So when they don't know what to write, they make stuff up.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, generally, I don't even read what they write about you because the pictures are so damn good. I just look at the photos.
You just look at the pictures. Same as me. You know, my mum does that. My mum cuts the pictures out that are in the press and sends them to me I can't read what they're saying.
This W photo shoot you guys did, my God. I mean, I don't know. They're very steamy, these photos.
I mean, we were so excited to be doing that.
I'm so excited you did it.
You're so nice. Do you like this with everybody?
No.
No.
No, I'm really not.
I bet you are.
No, I've never met you, have I? We've never met.
No, we have never met. But we were together the other day, actually.
Where?
At the Diana concert.
Oh, damn, and I didn't meet you.
No.
I really don't want to meet anybody but you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really like anyone but you.
Is that an American sense of humor? Is that like funny? Or are you being real?
He's being real.
I was kind of being I was being ironic, but also serious.
Oh, ironic.
No, okay. No, I was being serious.
Okay.
I was being serious. That's why, I was being serious. I've heard so much about you, and you're obviously, you're well known here. I mean, breaking news. You guys are very well covered here. I think that I'm fascinated by it all. I'm fascinated by it all. And I know Simon Fuller well, who you know well.
Yeah.
Who's created American Idol, and he tells me nice stories about you. And I thought, this is a girl, a woman, that I would like to meet someday. And I'm so happy that we're doing all of it on the radio for everybody to hear. Maybe I should get back to the agenda. So, let's see. We have Victoria Beckham, 9:06 in the morning. I want to give you a few tips since you are new to L.A., just some things that I keep in my little handbook at the house.
Okay, great.
So, if facials, I don't know if you figured out where to get your facials yet.
I haven't. There are facials and nails. That's what I need to figure out.
Yeah, I'm your guy.
Well, you do them yourself, you mean?
Well, I mean, you can come over. I'm happy.
And you're going to do a facial on me?
An oxygen facial, yes.
I'm blushing. Uh-huh. I haven't blushed for years.
Yeah, well, I specialize in the oxygen facial.
Okay.
There's the Kate Somerville spot, the Beverly Wilshire, it's to die for. And that's they do the exfoliation, pressure point massage, and super hydrating and all that. And when you feel stressed out, I recommend it.
Okay, great.
Now, do you wear hair extensions or not?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you don't need peony extensions.
No.
Trainer?
I'm going to have to get a trainer now I'm in LA because you've got to have a beach body sort of all the time, haven't you?
Yeah, but I don't think you have a problem there. I think
I've got to tone up, you know. I've had 3 children.
Well, don't tell me that. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have? Marriage counseling. Everybody does it here. It's actually a good thing. People do it. It's preemptive here.
I don't need that right now.
No, but that's the point.
You
lock it down so you never need it, but at least you have the go-to in your handbook.
What about a waxer? Do you know a good waxer?
Darling, it's so funny you mention that. Anastasia in Beverly Hills is the star waxer, and she does eyebrows and more.
Good.
I've only experienced the eyebrow part.
Don't lie.
No, I have. It's only, it's only that.
I think you should prove it now to everybody in the studio.
Yeah. the eyebrows are fine.
Yeah.
The rest of me, I maintain myself. But this is more about you coming to America right now.
Okay.
All right, see, that got uncomfortable and awkward for a second. Victoria Beckham and David Beckham making the big announcement at 10 o'clock. Are you planning on staying here a long time? What's the time frame of all of this?
Well, I mean, David's contract is for 5 years, but we've always loved America. We've always come here when we were children. To be honest, I don't reckon we'll leave. I mean, I don't know. We've only just got here, but we've spent a lot of time here over the years. And we just love it. You know, we think America is a great place to bring up children. Americans seem incredibly positive and patriotic. And I think those are messages that are fantastic to give out to children. You've got great weather here. I can't see anything that you wouldn't like about it. So maybe we'll end up staying here, you know?
Does it ever get to be too much, though, all of the focus and all the attention, or do you just thrive off of it?
No, you know, I think people are going to be sort of taking lots of pictures and be interested in us at the moment because we're new here. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they're going to realize at some point that we're actually quite boring and we don't sort of go out. We're not out at nightclubs every night. You know, we're not at all the parties. We're not at all the premieres. Actually, we tend to really keep ourselves together, really, just as a family at home. You know, we're not sort of doing particularly interesting things. And I think you've got so many hugely famous people in America, in LA, that are much more famous than me and David are ever going to be. And so I think that people are interested at the moment just because we're new, but then they'll realize the most interesting thing I do is go and get my nails done. And
designing clothes and things.
Yeah, I mean, I work really hard. My clothing line is doing exceptionally well, and my sunglasses line. And we have a perfume house as well that I've been working on for the last 6 years, which is doing incredibly well in Europe and is launching in September in America. And it's great. I quite like taking the back seat and being creative and using my brain, you know.
Back seat? You like taking the back seat? I mean that in the way of, like, I always see you jumping in front of David.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. It's like, please. David, back up. Please, darling.
No.
Darling, I noticed you walking down in front of those cameras at LAX, giving them your good side. I saw you turning your head.
I don't know what my good side or my bad side, and I don't want to know because then you would get so vain. I mean, you wouldn't even want to go shopping on the wrong side, would you? So I don't ever want to know what it is. But what I mean by that is, you know, David takes his responsibility here playing soccer really, really, you know, it's so important to him. You know, and I'm here, yes, I work very hard, but I'm here to support David, look after the children, and you know, and I enjoy that. You know, David goes and does his thing, and we, you know, push him in what he does, and I like to, yeah, take a bit of a backseat.
Do you know what, Victoria? I'm thinking right now as we have this chat.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking. I can hear people chanting in the background. My God, I'm thinking that women who might have not liked you because you are, you know, you're very sexy and in good shape, might actually like you a lot now because they get to hear a different side of you. Like, we don't get to, I don't know this side of you. I don't think a lot of people do.
I think that, you know, people have preconceptions because of the photographs that they see and the stories that they read. And I know I look like a miserable cow in those pictures. But in actual fact, I'm a real girl's girl. I'm not a man's girl. You know, I love to go shopping with my friends. I love to hang out with my friends. I'm a girl's girl. You know, I love clothes. I love hair. I love makeup. I'm a real girly girl.
God, we could be sisters.
We could, couldn't we?
Unbelievable.
I could put makeup on you.
Oh, no.
That's made my weekend. It's 9:12, 12 minutes after 9 o'clock, and he's going to have that big press conference in just a few minutes here.
I feel like I'm running commentary, actually. It's getting busy. The stadium
is getting crazy.
There's more and more people. Lots of Beckham shirts.
Do you feel, which we love, do you feel like the guys that he's going to play with at the Galaxy might have a little built-up animosity due to the caliber of salary that David has?
I'm sure there are going to be some people like that, you know. I'm sure that's only natural. But I think generally, I haven't met any of the other players yet, but generally I think that people are just glad that David's doing what he's going to do because, you know, if he does well, raising the profile of soccer in America, and if the team do well, that's good for them as well.
Absolutely.
So I think that I would hope that they would see the positive side of that. And David, he's such a nice, normal guy. He's not flash. You know, he's a team player. This isn't just about David. This is about the whole football team. So I wouldn't imagine so. But I would imagine David will have to offer to pay when they go out for dinner.
I was going to say, he might want to offer. Well, listen, I appreciate you chatting with me this morning. Victoria Beckham, Coming to America is on NBC Monday, 8 o'clock. You'll see her on The Tonight Show tonight. And the Spice Girls reunion tour kicks off in L.A. on December 7th.
And Ryan, do you know, I have to say, sorry to interrupt, but if Jerry leaves again, your singing was so genius that I think you can join. We can put a ginger wig on you and no one will ever know the difference.
It would be my pleasure. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.